From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of
the Lost Podcast. From Disney World.
Disney World, Florida.
Florida, yes.
This is probably the most ghetto podcast we've ever done.
Actually, it's ironic that we're recording from a cabin.
And what we decided to have a theme.
I can't find. I've been looking for Christian Shepherd. Jay was looking for Claire because he wanted to wring her neck or something. I don't know. But you know, I was thinking because we're out here. What is this called?
Wilderness.
Fort Wilderness. Fort Wilderness. Yeah. I was thinking. You know, what if Jay? You know, like Lewis and Clark. What if it was Lewis and Jay? I get to see you going out there with Lewis. Did you bring some sunscreen? I don't want to burn.
Well, I'm not going to name any names, but Lewis, who was dragging behind
Lewis,
every single time we went out?
Did you bring some bug repellent? I'm getting bitten. Do you get some bug repellent? You know, even your hero, man. Locke. Has Locke ever complained when he's going through the jungle?
Yeah, I didn't complain. What are you talking about?
No, and what about Claire? Even Claire, when she was carrying her baby, never once complained.
Oh, she did, trust me.
Oh, Charlie, you have any sunscreen? Charlie, you have any bug repellent? The baby's getting bitten, Charlie.
Yeah, all right. I'm tired of your stupid little jokes that aren't real and fabricated.
Yeah.
So we got ourselves a Monday show again today. We're going to look back on last week's episode, Cabin Fever. And then we're going to look ahead to this week's first part of the three-part season finale.
So this is it. This is the...
This is the home stretch. This is about as home stretch as
we're
it
done.
Can get. And then we have some listener feedback, listener theory of the week, and that should about wrap it up.
Cool.
And then hopefully, internet permitting, this will be up for you guys by today.
But going back to Disney World, when I said, yeah, if you run into us, it will, you know, uh-huh. I can see now why people said that's impossible.
Yeah, this place is ginormous.
Yeah.
We're used to the Disneyland, but this thing's huge. Yeah. So, Jack, what do you say we get into Lost Interview?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. I'm going to take a look back at some of the Easter eggs and some other things from last week's episode. Also, I have a couple of Lost newsy things to throw in here as well.
Ooh, Lost newsies.
Lost newsies.
That's coolie.
All right, first up is the car hitting Emily Locke. We had a lot of people saying it was like a 1956 Bel Air, something like that.
Yeah, I'm really in the dark here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but here's a picture for you, though, to look at and enjoy. But can you see the little Anthony Cooper in there?
Is Anthony Cooper in there?
No. But I still think it's Anthony Cooper.
No, it's Ben.
All right.
But I, like I said, I have not been on the internet since, barely since Thursday night, so I don't know what's going on.
That's okay.
I'm lost.
Next up is the smoke monster, Locke smoke monster drawing. Also, we have some...
Wait, one thing I want to point out about
Locke.
He's not much of an artist, is he?
Well, come on, he's like five there.
Come on, but, you know, the talent usually starts, you know, the cream usually rises to the top about that age, and you can see that... Yeah, go to your knife throwing, because art's
well,
not in your future.
Yeah, speaking of knives, the items that supposedly belong to Locke already, we've had a lot of discussion about that, and a lot of people are kind of thinking maybe it's very Dalai Lama-esque, which we'll get into in the phone calls. Next up is Middelos Laboratories brochure to look at. Nothing really special there. But the one thing we really want to talk about was the Mystery Tales. Remember Mystery Tales, the little comic book?
Yes.
Here are some of the different stories that are in that Mystery Tales comic. We got The Hidden Land.
I saw that.
There's also A Warning Voice. There is The Travelers.
Wow.
Crossroads of Destiny.
Hmm.
Sammy's Secret.
Sammy's Secret.
The Silent Stranger. And March has 32 days. Flip around 32, what do you get? 23.
Wow.
You're like falling asleep over.
No, I'm not. That's cool stuff.
Oh, man. Also, Kimi's arm device is a Korg digital metronome. So we've had some calls about this. Maybe that's maybe hooked up to his heart. And that's like his heartbeat and the metronome, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, they just picked up a metronome and thought it looked cool, and they could just kind of disguise that as something that
We don't know what it is.
But yeah, so it's it could just be like a prop, and they're using it to do something else. But
maybe it's a time traveling device.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. There is a picture of Richard Burton behind the Geronimo Jackson poster.
Yeah, I saw that on Thursday night when I watched it again.
Yeah, Captain Sir Richard Francis Burton was an English explorer, translator, writer, soldier, orientalist, ethnologist, linguist, poet, hypnotist, fencer, and diplomat.
Was not Locke.
No, not Locke, no.
No, I know, I'm saying, but why would he have that in his...
Well, he was known for his travels and his explorations with Asia and Africa, as well as extraordinary knowledge of languages and cultures. Made a translation of the Book of 1,000 Nights and a Night, a.k.a. the Arabian Nights.
He wasn't known as like a sports guy?
No.
That's what John Locke was into as a teenager.
Yeah, so maybe just it was all front by poor little acne Locke.
Okay.
But a couple of news things. Lost will have 17 episodes for the final two seasons instead of the expected 16.
Each season?
The next two seasons, yes.
So each season they'll have 17.
17. Okay. We were supposed to do 16, 16, 16, last co-creator Damon Lindelof said, but we ended up doing 14 this season, so we owe two.
Oh, they're paying up.
Yep.
Good job, guys.
But see, I just hope it doesn't, like, stretch out the story. You know what I mean? If they're adding two episodes.
You're all going to want it to, when it's over, you're going to say, hey, I wish they had two more episodes.
But I wouldn't want two more episodes of Fluff. I'd like two episodes of hardcore awesome.
But you like
this
every episode.
Nah.
At least that's what they say.
Well, that's what I heard. Last bit of news item here is the Season 4 DVD and Blu-ray. The official release date of Season 4 of Lost on Blu-ray and DVD disc has been confirmed for December 9th, 2008.
Wow. Gotta get mine now.
It's not available for pre-order yet.
Oh,
And a couple of TV appearances. Matthew Fox will be on Ellen on May 12th, which is today. Oh, that's probably already missed
My not-so-close friend.
But Evangeline Lilly will be on Jimmy Kimmel May 14th.
Again, my not-so-close friend.
And Josh Holloway will be on Jimmy Kimmel on May 15th. That's coming up this week on the television.
Cool.
All right, that's what we looked on last week. What do you say we get into this week's episode?
I say let's do it. And again, this may contain spoilers.
Yes, it may. All right, here we go.
Next on Lost.
TV show.
Next on Lost. TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost. Lost on Lost.
Alright, next on Lost time. We are starting our three-part season finale for season 4. I can't believe it's already almost over.
It's pretty exciting.
But here we go. It's called There's No Place Like Home, Part 1.
So they're going home.
Well, don't know.
There's another Wizard of Oz reference.
Okay, so what do you think this description is going to be?
It's obviously the Oceanic 6 going home.
All right, well, let's see what they say. The face-off between the survivors and the freighter people begins on Lost, Thursday, May 15th, 10:02 to 11 p.m. You know, we've had complaints about people saying, well, if you set your TiVo right, it'll be fine. But the whole 10:02 thing really screws up our TiVo.
It does. We've tried doing it different ways, and it just...
If you're doing the Grey's Anatomy before, and that, not that we watch Grey's Anatomy... I think it's sucked the past couple of seasons.
Grey's Anatomy!
But it's just, it's really messed up our TiVo system. But
yeah, so we watch it on upstairs, and then...
As long as it's working, we go back downstairs to the nice big screen TV.
Get the okay after the commercial. Hey, time to come down and watch Lost.
Yes, same people that always stars, but I like always going through the guest stars. Guest starring L. Scott Caldwell as Rose.
Cool.
Nestor Carbondale as Richard Alpert.
Cool.
Jeremy Davies as Daniel Faraday. Ken Ling as Miles Strom. Rebecca Mader as Charlotte Lewis. Jeff Fahey as Frank Lapidus. Kevin Durant as Kimi. Anthony Azizi as Omar. Andrea Gabriel as Nadia.
So Nadia's come back?
Mm-hmm. Brian Chung as Mr. Pike. June Kyoko Liu as Mrs. Pike.
Oh, have we seen Mrs. Pike yet?
Yeah, we saw her in season two.
Yeah,
when there's a matchmaker thing.
Right.
Here's one that's fun. Lillian Hurst as Carmen Reyes. Cheech Marin is David Reyes, so Hurley's parents.
Oh, cool.
Veronica Hamill is Margot Shepard.
Oh, so we're getting Veronica Hamill again.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had her since the first season.
No. She was on Hill Street Blues.
Michelle Forbes as Karen Decker, Susan Dryden as Carol Littleton, and Noah Kraft as Hendrix.
So obviously Veronica Hamill being on and Cheech Marin, and it's probably them greeting them wherever they're coming back to.
Oh, when they come back to the...
I'm assuming that's what it is. They're coming, when they come back, that they're waiting for them.
And the Pike's waiting for... Yeah,
and Cheech Marin's there going, man, I already spent all your money. Sorry, dude.
But, that's the more common... That's what I probably should have thought, but I have this, like, feeling in my head, like, that somewhere on the island, all the parents would be there, and they'd all be, like, ghost parents, and yours makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. I think yours would be the jumping the shark episode. Even though they said they've jumped the shark already, people have said that.
Yeah.
Yours would be the ratings killer episode.
Well, you know, this Christian Shepherd's on the island, he's dead. You know, that would be like a... But yeah, you're right. That is pretty lame. Yeah.
You think mine is what makes sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yours just makes sense.
We both could be wrong.
Yeah.
But
part one written by Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse and directed by Stephen Williams.
Cool.
So it looks to be a good start to this, and it looks like they are going to be getting off the island in this episode. So that leaves two more episodes after this one. And I wonder how they're going to do the flashbacks, too.
I don't know.
I guess we'll just have to see.
It's going to be wild and crazy.
All right, so Jack, what do you say we get into some listener feedback?
Let's do it, sir.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great listener feedback to get into today. To save time, because we're kind of running short on time because of all the delays and stuff we've had, we're just going to go straight into the phone calls. We're not going to say the names. The names are going to be said in the phone calls, okay? All right, so what do you say we get into the first set of five calls, Jack?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, hi, Jan Jack. It's Simbo here from Australia. Love the show. Keep it up. Couple of things. Just didn't know if the Flash Sideways issue had got resolved, what they should be called, but I was just catching up with the official Lost podcast episode from April 25, and Damon is answering a question about flashbacks and says that they reserve the right to do flashbacks, flash forwards, flash sideways, or none of the above. So I think that answers that question. Just saw Cabin Fever, loved it, great episode. Especially loved the part where Richard went and saw the young John Locke and said, which of these items are yours? And he says, to keep. And he says, no, which ones are already yours? And I don't know if you know about the Dalai Lama much, but the way they choose the Dalai Lama is... the Dalai Lama is meant to be a reincarnation, and they find children and say, which of these objects are already yours, and tell us about them. So I thought that was very, very interesting that the same was happening on Lost. Thought it linked back a lot to the age of the island and the statue we saw. So I just thought that was very interesting. Love the show. Keep it up. See ya.
Hey, Jan Jack, this is Matt from Seattle. I'm listening to your podcast from right after Thursday night's episode. And I'm listening to your theory about that when Jacob or Christian Shepherd tells Locke that he needs to move the island, that somebody on the message board said that maybe it's not physically moving the island, maybe it's the fact that there's moving the island in time. But Jacob's cabin seems to move physically. And I think that's why there's only six of the Oceanic Six, because when Saeed goes over, he gets the initial five extra people, including himself, brings them back over. But when he goes back to ferry the next group back to the freighter, that in that time, Locke has moved the island. That's why they're finding a struggle to get back. And it's because that they can't bring any more people off, and everybody that wasn't on that first trip is not part of the Oceanic Six. And that's why they're still trying to get back to them. Other point is, I really think after last week's episode, seeing kind of overall this full season, that Jorge Garcia's acting has just been really, really on par with all of the more of the central characters to the story has been the last few seasons, like Terry O'Quinn, who plays Locke, and Matthew Fox, who plays Jack, and the guy who plays Sawyer. I can't remember his name right now. But I don't see there any reason why he shouldn't be able to get an Emmy nomination this year for a supporting actor. I just think, especially in the previous week's episode where Jack went to meet him in the at Santa Rosa. I mean, that scene was just so creepy. He was right on the money with pulling off that scene. I thought he was doing a great job. You guys do a great job too, and I look forward to hearing your next episode. Bye.
Hey, Jane, Jack. This is LP from EP of PA. That should give you some indication. I'm thinking in initials. This is, I don't know if it's a crackpot theory or just something that makes you say, but first-time caller, haven't just found you guys, listening to a couple of past episodes, and you, in the word Jacob keeps coming up, and I don't know, I was driving and I thought, wait a minute, maybe Jacob isn't a person, but persons. Like maybe each letter of the name Jacob represents a person, and maybe the combination of their names make up the entity Jacob. I'm not going to throw it out that that entity will now be the smoke monster. That's way far out there. But if you think about it, what names keep coming up? Jack, John, Aaron, Claire, or you know, Carlton. All these C's and J's and A's, and so if you think about it, it's like Jacob. It could be, and seeing that Claire and Jack are related, it could be Jack, Aaron, Claire. I don't know. O is others, and B is Ben. or really out there, Bernie. So I'm just thinking that in some twisted way, Jacob isn't a single person, but a combination of people. So I guess it's my theory, and I'm sticking to it, or it's my crackpot theory, and I'm an absolute loon. So thanks for hearing me out. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Amanda, and it's my first time calling. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington, and I have a theory about Matthew Avedon. I think he is actually Jacob. He's appeared to Locke, and he's also appeared to Hurley, who have both seen his cabin. So that's kind of what I'm thinking his part is in all of this. Let me know what you guys think. Bye.
Hey there, Jay and Jack and fellow podcast listeners. This is Keith from Minnesota. I just had a few comments here. Your last podcast, there was some talk about whether the island was moving physically or through time, and you know, I can't help but remember Echo's brother took off from that plane in Africa. And I highly doubt it flew all the way into the Pacific Ocean there, and not to mention Henry Gale from Minnesota on that hot air balloon, the Black Rock, even Rousseau's ship. It is possible that the island's moving through time, but much more plausible that it's moving its physical location. And going on with that sort of comment, if the island does move here, obviously Saeed is on that boat. Perhaps the Oceanic Six is all he can get on that boat to bring back to the freighter before the island moves. I know that's my comment. Why don't you guys discuss that for a little bit? Love the podcast. I look forward to hearing to next episode. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
You got Matt and Keith basically saying discussing the same thing, aren't they, about the island moving? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense on why there would only be six, because if he went there, he got a couple, and then he went back to get more, and then the island was gone, and then that would also explain why they're trying to maybe get back to the island towards the end when Jack's crazy bearded face, Jack.
Because they were saying I think it was Matt that said the cabin moved, Jacob's cabin moved.
Mm-hmm.
How can you move a whole island, though? How's that
possible?
Don't
know. Don't know.
Is it a man-made island?
No, I don't think it's a man-made island.
Is it something that can... is it on track?
It's just, it seems so far-fetched and out there, I really can't, like, think how they're going to move it or what's going to happen. I'm just going to have to, like, I think I'm seriously going to have to wait and see how in the world they pull that off.
I do like their theories, though, that Saeed, that's why there's only six, because Saeed maybe came back and the...
Yeah, and the island was gone. Island was gone. Yeah.
Darn it, Luck! Hit it again.
At least he didn't blow up the island.
So. Yeah. And then Amanda says that Matthew Abaddon...
Or did he?
Well, maybe he did.
He blows it up and it lands all these different places.
It's scattered into different pieces.
Yeah.
Amanda says that Matthew Abaddon, she thinks, is Jacob.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to vote no just because... I have no other reason. I really can't. I don't know.
It's a feeling in your gut.
It's a gut feeling that I don't think so.
Okay.
And then we had LP EP from PA, who was an FTC. First time caller.
Yeah.
You can go crazy doing that stuff. Trust me.
But I think it's interesting.
No, it's interesting.
Like an acronym.
But I'm just saying,
Jacob's an acronym.
Said, but during the call, I started doing it. So I said, who's the O?
And we did that with the Dharma Initiative.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, but... It is. It could be.
It could very well be an acronym.
That
just the only part is we're trying to find out who would be the O.
Yeah, who was the O? Well,
there's just
said,
Omar. I think. She said others.
She said others, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, but I think it would need to be like
a person. I couldn't think of an O person that we've had on Lost.
Oprah.
On top of my head. Oprah.
There it
Oprah
is.
Oprah owns Lost.
Yep.
She owns everything else. And then we had the flash forward, flash sideways.
Confirmation.
Did they really say that? Did they?
I didn't listen to that episode, so
are
I'm
they
guessing...
stealing from us again?
I guess so. Well, that was all your thing. I don't like the flash sideways idea.
Yeah, but. You don't like it, but of course, you don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah, I really need to get back to civilization because I'm at the DW right now.
Yeah, once you're in Disney World, they're like entrenched in their world. It's hard to get out.
We have internet, but it works
hideously slow.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And sometimes it's not even on.
It's,
most
it's
of the
worse
time.
Than dial up.
It is worse than dial up.
I tried to get on there and answer an email, and it took me like an hour and a half. So I said, it's normal because normally it takes me about an hour for email.
But an hour and a half is just too
An hour and a half is just too long. I can't do it. So, no, that was a great call. I feel like I'm just in the Lost what's going on because you can't go on the message boards. You can't do anything.
Aww.
I've only watched, I watched it twice.
Yeah.
The episode. I watched it again after we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not that same thing as sitting down watching it again.
Yeah, we usually watch it like on Friday or Saturday or something. All right, Jack, what do you say?
Guys.
We get to the next set of calls here.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay, I worked hard on an intricate piano part in the Next on Lost intro music, and I never got my royalty check. Send it now, buddy.
Hi, guys. This is Terry from Ohio, and I just wondered if anybody else was tickled by the scene where... Teenage Locke was talking about the things that he was into, and the first thing he said was that he was really into boxing. And of course, you know, I'm thinking, working in a box company, how perfect! But I think he meant the sport. I think it was kind of a giggle from the writers, but anyway, I just love that line. Love the podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. My name is Jessica from Wisconsin, also known as Jaylen on the message board. I had a theory, and I've been thinking about this for a while. Now, we heard Widmore say that it was his island in the beginning, and Ben took it from him. Ben also mentioned to Hurley that he used to have those same dreams that Locke is having now. Now, I've heard a couple people talk about how it's kind of like the Dalai Lama when Locke was a kid trying to pick up the little items. My thought is that Widmore was the first one, like he was kind of the Dalai Lama of the island. He left the island. That's when the purge happened. Ben takes over, and now Widmore can't get back. Somewhere between there, Ben gets either kicked off the island or leaves the island for a little bit. And now he can't get back. Now Locke is the one who took over for Ben. Kind of like a little everybody taking over for someone else. First it was Widmore, then it was Ben, now it's Locke. Hope you guys have a good time in Florida and have fun with Mickey Mouse. Bye.
Jay and Jack, hello. Chris from Colorado calling. Love your podcast. I just have a theory that's starting to formulate after looking at Cabin Fever and listening to your Friday's podcast. I believe that Ben has been banished from the island and is unable to get back. And he's not even in contact with Locke anymore from the island. When he showed up in Tunisia, he was banished from the island in some sort of way, wherever the island went. And he's now desperately trying to get back and using Saeed through the intentions of Saeed to get Jack and Kate to go back to the island and all the others to get back to the island, and he's going to tag along so he can get back. That's my crazy theory. Hope it plays out. Anyway, thanks for your podcast. Love listening to it every week and looking forward to the next week's show. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's Storm in San Diego. So I had a crackpot theory. The only thing is that Carlton, or actually Damon Lindelof, kind of nixed it, but it was I was listening to your last show. It was the whole thing about the Dharma drops. You guys brought that up. And I was thinking, you know, they could easily be could have been dropped in the past but not hit the island until later, right? Which Damon Lindelof actually suggested in the Mother's Day podcast that something like that could be happening. But then I started thinking about when you guys were talking about the whole topic about moving the island, which I don't think could be a physical movement, or it would have to be a physical movement, actually, because if they just moved it in time, the island itself would still be there. I mean, the island can't occupy the same space that another island is occupying, you know, the previous island is occupying, which is when they were showing the video with the two rabbits, they were saying keep them away from each other when the other rabbit appeared, because it was the same rabbit, because in theory, the same object cannot occupy, two copies of the same object cannot occupy the same space, right? However, one thing I did think of when you guys were talking about that is, if they were to move the island, not physically, but through some dimensionally or, you know, in some sort of way, what if they move the island back in time and the voices that we're hearing in the forest is the Lofties, because there's some kind of like temporal distortion of two different island time periods coexisting in the same space. But like I said, if they're going to move the island just so Widmore can't find it, it doesn't make sense for it if it's not moved physically. Because if it's not moved physically, it's going to be there no matter what. So odd things going on there. Anyway, be cool.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
That's a great call, Storm, but I have no idea. It's like when we first got here to the DW and we walked into the thing. First thing they did, we went just to get a locker.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Oh, you got to name five princesses."
Mm.
I said, "What? I didn't study. What's the deal?" You couldn't even just get a locker. You had to. So, what do you think? Is the again? We come back. Is the island moving? Because it's like he said, there can't.
Is it physically moving or not?
Can't occupy.
Yeah. So
you know, the whole rabbits separating and stuff. Keep them apart. Are there two islands? Remember, Ben said there were two. There was another island. Remember, Ben? He said that we're on that island over there.
Well, yeah, that was like the little. A Hydra Station Island.
Okay, but we didn't see it. I mean, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't see the whole thing.
Well, it
maybe
was relatively
maybe
small.
Maybe it's just Ben's
in comparison.
Way of telling you there's two islands. Keep them separated. Keep the two like the two
no,
rabbits.
No,
hey, you don't know.
I don't like
we'll
that.
Offer
one.
A suggestion here.
Huh?
Offer something here.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't think. Okay, I kind of. If it was moving through time, I don't necessarily think like there would be a duplicate one. I just think like. If it was moving through time, it would revert back, like the actual whole island would be like sent back in time.
Well, like the food drops too. If the food drops were sent from
like
the
it would move
future,
all the new people, occupants on the island, like back in time or something like that.
Now, if the island was moving, the food drops were sent from the future or the past, they'd mess their target if the island moved.
Well, yeah, that and
dropping.
Well,
in the ocean.
If it's been stationary in that same location for a while, I guess.
Unless it's moving.
Yeah, and also. But I'm kind of more in line with it physically moving now.
Okay, if an island is moving, we've talked about this, I think, when we were trying to figure out what they want, pressing the button every 100 uh-huh. minutes was, people were saying it was to hide the satellites.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that theory.
Okay.
Wasn't that Norton's theory a long time ago? It's a long time ago. That was
so
listening to Theory of the Week, like in January
of
06.
Denver, Dave.
Nah, I can't remember. But anyways, go ahead.
I can't remember. Whoever it was a great theory. But how could you move an island without somebody or the
I don't know.
The satellite picking
it up? There
must
be this big thing of mist that's always around it.
It's like King Kong's there.
Yeah.
It's I'm a love how to see how they explain this one. And then Chris, has Ben been kicked off the island? Vanished? Is he booted?
I don't think so, but it's a possibility. I'm going to say no, but I think it's possible.
If Locke does gain control, it does look like, because last episode it looked like Locke was, you know, gaining.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you never know if Ben's just playing games with
exactly.
Locke's head, making him feel better. But I could see Locke, once he gains power, being the kind of person that kicks people to the curb.
I don't think so.
If he does, the only reason he kept Ben around is because he needs him.
Yeah. Ben, well, I think his goal right now is just to save the island and protect the island.
What have we seen the whole history of Locke?
Well, he's protecting the island. So whoever
his makeup, he's always wanted to be a leader. He's always wanted to be somebody, and
but,
he's never been able. He's always been the guy that's the kid that's been pushed in the locker, the kid that's.
But see, now on the island, he isn't that person. He is like the go-to guy now.
He was. Then he put Jack in charge, and he wasn't the go-to guy anymore. Jack was the guy. Jack was making speeches. We gotta live together or die alone. And who wants to live alone? Locke.
I don't know. We'll just have to see. But I think more if it's like Locke's only care is to protect the island, and if whoever is going to go against his vision for protecting the island, that's the people he's going to kick.
I'm agree with Chris. I say before the season's over, the last 3 hours, that he does kick Ben off the island.
Okay, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
And then Jessica said something like our first caller said, the Dalai Lama reincarnation. What do you think? What's going on there?
I think it's an allusion to it. I don't think it's necessarily is exactly what it is, but I think it's definitely a reference to that, and definitely showing that Locke is important to the island.
You think John was reincarnated?
He's
come back?
I don't know. I don't know how much that is going to play in Locke's story, but there is definitely like those influences of Dharma and stuff like that. But I don't know. I honestly don't know if they'll actually go that route of reincarnation and stuff like that. But I guess we'll have to see.
And then Terry had a funny little thing there when he said, first thing he said was boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked in a box company.
Yes.
I think that was a little inside joke.
Probably, yeah.
I didn't get it. So. I didn't until she said it. I go, no.
Boxing. There you go.
That was very good. And then I didn't get the name, but a caller from Chicago said.
Yeah, I did the piano part, so don't try and
so you stole from someone else?
No. I did it all myself.
What is your problem?
I just thought that was kind of funny, but no, sorry, buddy. It's all me, buddy.
What a thief. Actually, a lot of people wouldn't even claim it. but I guess you feel good about it. So whatever.
Yeah, you know.
What makes you happy.
What makes me happy. All right, let's get into the last set of calls here before the LTOTW.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
More with the initials.
Hey, guys. This is Bob in Pittsburgh calling with a few thoughts about cabin fever. First, my thought was the thing that they attached to Kimi's arm was that it was some sort of device that was hooked to his heartbeat, and if he died and stopped beating, and his heart stopped beating, it would explode. Jay kind of said that in the last episode, so I guess that takes my thing away there. My bigger theory is that Jacob is actually Richard Alpert, and that's why every time we see him, he's so young, because he is either not aging or he's actually just secretly the smoke monster, and that's why we keep getting these smoke apparitions in our flash forwards. It would also kind of explain the John Locke scene when he put out all the things and said, which of these do you own already? Because if he was Jacob on the island and he was coming from the future and time traveling, then one of those things John would have actually owned in real time on the island, even though he was only 5 years old in the backstory. So that's my crackpot theory. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Joe, 13, from Massachusetts. I had a theory I wanted to throw out there about Kimi. I think that Kimi is on Widmore's boat because he might have had an affair with Penny, maybe, and he wants to prove himself to Widmore that he can be the man for Penny, but Widmore doesn't think he can, just like he did with Desmond. So I think that might be a reason why he's so, like, inclined to kill people, because he wants Penny so bad. Just a thought I had. And maybe that could result in a Kimi-Desmond showdown. That'd be pretty cool. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Adam from the Randy Rando Randonopoulos Show. It's been a long time since I've given you guys a call, but something I saw on the news this morning, I thought that I just kind of had to call in just because it piqued my interest and it might pique yours. So I was watching the news this morning, and on the little ticker that goes on, you know, underneath when they're talking and whatnot, it said that the most popular boys and girls names for this year, I think for this country, and I thought it was interesting what those two names were. The first one for girls was Emily, which definitely has a few lost references. And the number one boy's name, Jacob. Just thought you guys would like to know that. Take it easy. Bye.
What's up, Jay and Jack? This is FTM from Ed Mastin. I just wanted to call in. Really like your podcast. Very interesting stuff. Anyway, dive right into it. So everybody's saying that they think that they're going to move the island to a cold place. I disagree. And the reason why I disagree is because when you see Ben in his parka, he's shot, right? And he obviously didn't take the time to bandage himself up or take care of himself. So I feel like the reason why he is wearing a Howlax parka, for one, is that when you go through the whatever it is, time traveling crap, there's probably a very intense temperature change. That's the reason why the polar bears can do it, probably the reason why the rabbit can do it in the orchid film. So that's why I'm thinking that he's wearing the Halifax sweatshirt jacket, because, you know, there was like a struggle and he just really needed to get out of there, and he just grabbed the first thing because he knew that there was going to be an intense temperature change. Also, I really liked your listener's comment about the Walt-Abaddon connection. I think that might be something. It's pretty ridiculous, but either way, I like it a lot. And I think that it should be called the Waltadon theory. You know, pretty fun. Anyway, really like the show, and can't wait to listen to you guys again. All right, bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, FTM, I don't think I could have said it better. Time traveling crap.
Yeah. We see he's trying to come up with something. He's like, screw it. Crap.
Well, you know, it's what you do think. You go, what is this crap? What's going on? It could be like Back to the Future, though.
That's what I was saying, is like Back to the Future.
I'm surprised you didn't come up with that the last...
Well, yeah, because when the DeLorean comes out, it's like frozen. He's
right.
Like, it's cold. Damn cold.
Marty!
But isn't it funny, though, like most people's perception on time travel is either the Terminator theory or the Back to the Future theory?
Well, why wouldn't it be?
I guess so.
It's what we know. It's what we learn in school.
Yes.
It's what they taught when I was in school. Actually, I guess they didn't have either one when I was in school.
No, they didn't. They had talkies back then.
Yeah, we did. Funny. Okay, so the Waltadon is... Waltadon, is Walt Abaddon? What do we do?
I don't know. I think it's an interesting outside of the box theory. Don't know if that's going to come true or not, but
you never know. It's cool.
It's possible. Anything's possible in this
Abaddon
show.
Looks a little angry,
huh?
Abaddon looks a little angry, and of course, Michael always had that angry. He was always kind of angry. Wasn't
Walt's
he?
Burning, you know,
unless
ships.
Unless Michael was playing golf, and he was a little relaxed, and you know, the episode where he played golf.
It's my son. Don't tell me how to raise my son.
Walt! Anyway, we're getting off topic.
I'm glad Harry Potter is back just so I can hear that. My son!
Well, you think he'll make it out the rest of this? Will he be back next year?
I think he has to be. He was barely in this season. He has to be back.
Well, I don't know.
That'd be such a little waste. But go ahead.
And then we had Adam, the little ticker. You know, I gotta say something, that little ticker. Can you watch the show and then the ticker at the same time? But sometimes when I'm watching, like, CNN or Fox or whatever station I'm watching, I'll stop listening to them and I'll look at the ticker.
Yeah. I can't do both at the same time.
And if someone, if like, say, my wife's sitting there, she goes, can you believe what he just said? And I go, what? And I was reading the ticker.
I think those things are like anti-males because males aren't good at that. It's like proven science, like women's hemispheres of their brain are like further separated, so they can actually multitask better.
Plus, you can't do two things at once anyway.
Better than men, yeah.
Right, you're a one-time Jay.
But like their brains are designed to be able to handle multiple things at the same time.
That's great. That's great for Lost. Anyway,
girls, so does that mean that girls actually can handle Lost better than guys?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's maybe why you have a... No, you're not very good at it, so that defeats that purpose.
So I'm actually a guy. You're the girl.
That theory
here.
Goes down the drain. Let's see. Girl's names, boy's name. Girl's name's Emily.
Emily. There's Emily DeRaven.
So who
of course, Emily Locke, Locke's mother.
Right, so Emily DeRaven, who you don't like anymore. And
I like her. I think she's a nice person.
No, you want her kicked off the show. You want her...
No, her character.
Yeah, whatever. And then boy's name, Jacob. Is it from Lost, or is it just...
It's probably just kind of the popular thing at the moment. I remember this kid at the camp. His name was Jake, and I used to call him Jake. He was like, my name's not Jacob!
Jacob. Yeah. Just didn't want to be outed.
That's true. That's a good
point. You never know. Because if you were Jacob, would you want to be outed?
No, I wouldn't want to be.
You want to keep it as long as possible. And then Joe, Kimi was... now, this is a crazy crackpot.
Yeah, this I see. I thought this had your name written all over it.
And I'm thinking, come on. Kimi just likes to kill people.
It'd be interesting, but we said during the call, like, Desmond would be dead in 5 seconds.
Yeah, Desmond versus Kimi.
Brother! Get your boot off my
Desmond's
throat.
Desmond's like half the size of Kimi.
But you know, David and Goliath. Maybe there it's a
That's
whole
true.
David and Goliath thing.
That's
there,
true.
Desmond gets out his little
little whiskey bottle.
I pushed a button for about 3 years.
But Desmond is a coward. Kimi's not a coward. It's cool. I like it. It's crazy.
Remember, Penny was engaged to someone.
Yeah.
So
is Kimi Penny's type?
I don't think so. Kimi seems like just a mad killer. I don't know if there's a soft side to
there
Kimi.
There might be a sense.
It'd be funny if there's like a flashback for Kimi and he was like drinking tea. And... Yeah.
Well, you know, when he was on Mystery Alaska, he was a very nice guy.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't
a very nice guy in, what was that? I always forget the name of that movie. Ace of Spades or...
Oh,
I can't remember now.
Smoking Aces.
Now,
he had the chainsaw, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty crazy there. But he's also in the movie Wild Hogs. And he was kind of a tough guy there. But
that's right. Yeah, he wasn't.
But he was very sensitive in the end.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually, that's probably the funniest
scene. The movie was not that funny.
It was funny. I recommend it highly. And Bob said Kimi had the heartbeat thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it would go off. He would.
Well, like we said in earlier, it's a metronome. So, and metronomes are used to time music.
Maybe if something that sets, if he dies, it lets Widmore know that he's died. And they send other troops in.
I think there's definitely some kind of self-destruction device on Kimi.
Well, I'm just saying maybe it's something that lets someone know that he's the leader.
Yeah.
It's that he's died. He needs to.
But knowing Kimi and the mass killer that he is, mass murderer, I bet there's some kind of self-destruction device
or
and
maybe
it'll
goes
blow
to
up
Penny,
if he dies.
It blows Penny up because he can't have her.
Dude, that's crazy.
I'm just saying. He seems like a crazy guy. I'm just going to the crackpot theories here. Let's go out there. You gotta go with it.
Penny has drinking a little cup of tea. Bam! Exploded.
I'm in this cabin. I'm having cabin fever. He also said that he thinks that Jacob is Richard Albert. Now, I
don't think so.
I'm going to say no because he was on Kane. And if Kane was successful, obviously he wouldn't have come back to Lost. Right?
What does that have anything to do with
because
Jacob?
Because they would never show him. They would never see Jacob.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's Jacob. I think he's definitely... Because why would Jacob be under Ben like Richard Albert was?
We don't know what the deal with Jacob.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I don't think he's Jacob though. No.
They just go to Jacob for advice.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can go to someone for advice. It's not.
Well, there's also Jacob like healing people from cancer and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see, but I do not think Richard Albert is.
I'm confused. I'm lost.
It's Jacob. Well, as you're confused, you want to go to the LTOTW?
Let's go to the LTOTW.
Keep with this Who is Jacob theme.
Really?
Here we go.
Cool. How cool is that?
Hey, Jay and Jack. Love the podcast. This is Matt from Iowa. I am currently on a road trip and have been listening and catching up to the podcast nonstop and am in Uber lost mode and have about four theories going, but there was one I figured I would share with people. Got to give credit to Pat, a coworker who we were talking about today and got me thinking on the road trip. But the basic premise is simply Aaron is Jacob. And it kind of makes sense for different angles. Basically, how they're always trying to get somebody pregnant and live. He's the reincarnated Jacob. They're waiting for the reincarnated Jacob, which makes sense. They're always looking for a chosen one, and they're always trying to get a baby to live on the island, and that's becoming a pivotal thing. And I think Ben right now is convinced that it's Locke, but he's wrong, and it's actually Aaron. So that is the theory that I have, thanks to Pat and all the overwhelming lost in my head right now. You guys have a good one. Keep up the podcast and the good work. Bye.
All right.
Can't clap because we're holding the mics. So
Aaron is Jacob.
Is Jacob. Well, that would make sense that Locke...
To me, like, out of all the...
That would make sense that Locke is taking advice from a baby. That's where he's getting all his great advice.
But to me, it made, like, the most sense out of all the Jacob is. I think Aaron would work kind of well as
Jacob. And
then
maybe Aaron has been reincarnated.
Uh-huh. So. Also, well, or it could be, like, in Ghostbusters 2 when Viggo tries to take over little baby Oscar. What?
Why does everything in your mind always come back to Ghostbusters?
Well, it's the one thing I've probably seen the most.
But I like it. You never know.
Yeah.
It's a good theory. Great theory. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
I just do think it's funny that Locke would be taking advice from a baby.
Well, this is probably maybe further down the road.
Well, maybe that would explain why Claire was there.
And it would also explain why the island wants the baby back and why it doesn't want Jack with the baby and why they need to get back to the island because they took
and
the baby away from the
don't
island.
Don't let another raise the baby.
So maybe the whole reason why they want him back is because Aaron wasn't supposed to leave the island.
And the plane crash was that would prove that the plane crash was staged.
No.
Because they wanted that plane that's why the plane was brought there because Claire was carrying Aaron.
I don't know, we'll have to see that one rolls.
Well, why would if the island is so what, just a big coincidence that the Jacob is drunk?
Well, it goes into fate, but I don't think it was staged. The plane crash was not staged. It was not staged. Yeah. All right, Jack, are you ready to close out the show?
Is that why Ethan was so interested in Claire?
Yeah, I think so. But we'll have to see.
All right.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Sure.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday, more than likely Tuesday at our internet space.
Yeah, or Wednesday.
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
That's 206-309-0311. Call anytime. If you've got questions, comments. Also, you can give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And once again, they won't be answered until
Thursday
or Friday because I'm just can't.
You got a lot of work ahead of you when you get back.
Well,
that's what happens when you go on vacation.
I'm not afraid of hard work. I'm not afraid of it.
Also, check out our website.
I wasn't born with the name Jay.
Check out our website, jayandjack.com, with all important information related to the show.
Is there really important information on there? You always say that, and I always go in there and I go, There's just
like everything. It has our biography on there. It has
biography,
our MySpace page. It has our Dig page. It has our Podcast Alley page.
Is that important though? Is that
our listener forum
information?
It's like all the other stuff you need to know about the show. Contact information is on there.
It doesn't tell you what the weather. It's not gonna tell you, hey, it's gonna rain today. Or
there's contact information on there. Like either you can talk to me on AIM. Gives you that.
I did not know that
name.
You can talk to me on AIM.
Nope.
That didn't happen.
You don't even have AIM.
I don't have AIM. No. Do you have to be special to have AIM?
No. You need to have good eyesight to have AIM.
You have to. Do I have to go see Jacob to get AIM?
No. No, you don't. Just go to AIM.com probably.
That's where you have to really like type fast. And
yeah,
like
and
that.
You just
can't. Yeah, that didn't happen, guys.
All right. So we'll see you guys this next Friday morning, Thursday night. After
we're going to the HD today.
We're going to Hollywood Disney.
And I hope it's just as humid as it's been every day.
All right, guys. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.